Last session, the Florida House and Senate failed to reach an agreement on extending health insurance coverage to more low-income Floridians. The Senate wanted to use more than $50 billion federal dollars to help eligible Floridians purchase private health plans, while the House proposal would have insured far fewer people using only state funds. Now, Miami Republican Senator Rene Garcia has refiled the Senate's plan, even though he knows it'll be a tough sell in the House.
I'm going to keep on pushing for it. Regardless if it's an election year or not, it's just the conversation needs to be had, and we need to educate people on exactly what we're trying to do in the state of Florida. That's the whole purpose for pushing this forward.
House Speaker Will Weatherford said in a statement that he, quote, likes the House's free market approach to health care. Expanding Medicaid is unpopular with the Republican Party base, and many of those lawmakers are up for re-election this year. Florida is in the minority of states that have refused to expand Medicaid. More than 700,000 Floridians fall into the so-called coverage gap, meaning they don't make enough money to qualify for federally subsidized health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act, yet make too much money to qualify for Medicaid. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.